This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name is Mark Murray. I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois. And I just want to share a story of from a park district that I used to work at as a fitness attendant. So a while back when I was working there, there were stories that the park district was once a funeral home, and there was also stories that it was buried on an Indian burial ground. Now I was curious about it, so I would try and look this up, but I couldn't find any credible source to back up those claims. So there were times where I would be in the park district after hours, because one of the other parts of my job was to deal with parties and rentals that would be taking place in the park district, and I would have to stay late to clean up. So there were a couple times where I would stay late, and it's just me in there, nobody else. It's quiet, and there'd be times I would hear like little children just laughing, and I'm thinking, oh, it's probably someone just still up there. I'm looking around saying hello, hello, nobody. And I was looking at the camera when I came back down, and I saw a little orb of light just pass by the party room. So I go back up there, and I go, hello, is there anybody here? Nothing, it's quiet again. I go back downstairs to go lock the doors to make sure no one comes in at night. And I swear to Christ, this is the clearest I've ever heard. I just heard a grown man right next to my ear just go, and I'm not going to lie, it scared every single type of shit out of me. And I just looked around, and I just took a moment to myself, and I just figured, you know what, let me just say something. So I said, look, I'm just doing my job. I work part-time over here. I mean no disrespect. I'm just trying to clean up everything and I'll get out of your hair. So on and so forth. Go back upstairs, get all the garbage, come back down. Just hear this loud crash in one of the back rooms. I go back there. Turns out it was a little glass vase. I guess it probably got pushed over because it was like way back in the on the countertop. And I look around and I go, look, again, I'm working part-time. I mean no disrespect or anything like that. I'll get out of here soon. Get out of there. And yeah, so get done with everything. Before I walk out, I just go, hey, you all have a good night. And I just walk out there. Next day I come in, and I'm telling a few of the janitors there what happened. And they told me, they said, yeah, we've had the same thing. Something similar happened to us. So they go, someone's telling me that he was cleaning up upstairs one time, and it was late at night, and he just heard someone whisper something. He didn't tell me what it was. He just says he heard somebody whisper something right behind him, spooked the shit out of him, and he just ran. He didn't finish cleaning up everything. He just ran the hell out of the building. The other one, he would tell me, you know, he said, I'm not afraid of any of these things. I would just mess with them. And I was with him one night because I had another party to attend to. So he's just with me, helping me out and whatnot. And while we were downstairs, he goes, anybody want to talk? You want to talk? Talk to me now. And I look at him and go, what the hell are you doing? He goes, oh, yeah, this is what I do every night after you guys all leave. I just mess around with them. He goes, they're not going to do you any harm or anything like that. I just talk to them. So I said, all right, cool. So he goes again, oh, does anybody want to talk? Anybody want to say anything? Say something now. We hear slamming upstairs, like someone just slammed the door. There's nobody in the building. It's just me and him. No one's working late. or anything like that. So as soon as we hear the door slam, he just looks up and goes, "Okay, very funny. Hey, we got a job to do. So if you guys want to talk to us, you know, just let us know. We're here." And he was a good guy. Like we would talk about like supernatural stuff all the time. And he would just tell me, oh, he would do that all the time, and the ghosts didn't really bother him or anything like that. And my last day there, I was closing up for the night, got all the members and everybody out the building. And at the front of the building, there's the police officer who had to collect the mail and whatnot and was going to take it to the post office and drop it off in the mailbox at night. So I'm making my way around the gym and other areas around there, just making sure no one's there. And I go into the woman's locker room because I got to make sure everyone's out of there. So I turn the light off, and then I hear, "Hey, I'm still in here." And I go, oh my God, ma'am, I'm so sorry. I'm just letting you know we're closing right now. So just a heads up." And I wait about 10 or so minutes for her to leave, and I take care of everything else, go to the men's locker room, turn off the lights, make sure everything's good. And I go to the front, and I said, "Hey, did a lady leave?" to the police officer. And he looks at me, he goes, "There's no one came to the front." And I said, "Are you sure?" Because check-in was at the front of the park district at the time. So a lot of people would have to leave their IDs there and then go in the back and do their thing. So we looked at the front. There's no IDs or anything. So I said, "You sure?" Because I heard a lady in the back. He goes, "Yeah, definitely. No lady came out." So I go in there. I say, "Hello?" Nothing. And I go walk around. There's nobody there. And I'm sitting here going, that was the most clear voice I ever heard from any spirit whatsoever. So I don't know if that was just them playing a joke or something like that. But, you know, based on the experience, I don't think, I don't know the whole history of the building. Again, it's just very, very up in the air. But those spirits, I don't think they meant any harm. I feel like they're just being playful. They just wanted some attention. Even one of the janitors told me, he's like, "Yeah, I think they just wanted attention or something like that, because they never hurt anybody. They never caused any harm." It was just really off-putting to me at that time. I still go back there from time to time because I have a gym membership there now, but I don't stay late. I always go early in the morning. So I haven't heard anything. I got one friend that still works there. He hasn't heard anything. So I don't know if they just don't want to mess around with anybody, or if they're just keeping to themselves, or if it was just some kind of weird thing going on. But yeah, and you know, I always hear people say, like, "Oh, well, if there's a spirit in the house or ghost in the house, it's bad, it's evil, it's a demon, it's just no, I don't believe that. I mean, sure, there may be some, but I don't think so. I think some of them just want attention, to want you to know that they're there. They don't want to cause any harm. They might be playful or something like that. I mean, this one, it didn't cause me any harm. None of them did. I don't know if there were many or if it was just one, but they never caused me any harm. They were just, I think at the end of the day, they just wanted to be known. They just wanted some attention, and they just picked the right people to expose themselves, if you may, to. So yeah, but that's my story, and I really love the work that you guys are doing. I came across you guys a couple of months ago. I always hear the phone number to call and give stories to. I've always been hesitant because I don't know if it'll ever make one of the shows or not. But if it does, that'd be awesome. But yeah, just keep doing what you guys are doing. I'm going to continue listening. I love hearing the stories from everybody that calls in and, you know, hearing your inputs and whatnot. But maybe I'll have some other ones down the line, because I have another one from when I was in a hospital, and I think I'll save that for another day. So, till then, keep doing what you're doing. Love the show. And, hopefully I'll hear this story on your podcast one day. Thank you.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.